Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. And I'm bringing you a special word in the light of what I've been talking to you about coming from 2 Peter, the second chapter, especially when we get to verse 4, where it talks about false prophets getting your money from you, taking money from you under false pretenses. And yesterday, as I was watching TV, actually, I just felt the Lord say to me that he wanted me to bring this message. And it comes in the light as well, because I was speaking to somebody on the telephone yesterday, and it was a wonderful conversation I was having. And I'd done a program on another radio station, and this woman had written a letter saying that she had no money in her bank account. She was really, really broke. She didn't know how she was going to manage to buy food or anything. And I brought this email, and this guy was responding to that particular email. I also do a radio broadcast on UCB Ireland, which is on the Sky platform. And he was responding to that. And I was saying to him, well, I can't give you her telephone number. I'm not allowed to by law. And it's because of the legalities of the system where I cannot pass someone else a telephone number. I just said to him, you need to pray. If you've got an amount of money that you want to give, you need to pray, and you need to literally ask the Lord where he wants you to send that money. Let's look at scripture. It says Luke 6, the sixth chapter of Luke, and verse 38, and it says this. Jesus is speaking, by the way, and he says this. Give, and you will receive. Now, it'd be great if he stopped just there. Give and you will receive. So if I give a gift to someone, I'm going to get something back. But he doesn't say that. He continues with this. Your gift will return to you in full. Hang on. So if I give £100 to somebody, that £100 is going to come back in full. No, he hasn't finished. He goes on to say, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. I'll say that again. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. I was at a conference the other day. Well, as you know, last week I was at a conference for Tree of Life. I was there with Worship Radio 247. We had a stand there, and I was just sitting listening to this guy talking about finances and talking about giving. And I thought, here we go. I don't like this. I don't like it when they start talking about you're supposed to be giving your money and etc. and you're going to get this back. And oh dear, no. Didn't want to really listen, but I was listening anyway. And I felt the sudden urge. I can't tell you more than that. I just felt this urge to pray. And what I wanted to pray was simply this. Lord, could you let us have back that which we have lost? Can you let us have back that which we have lost? That's all I prayed. Simple as that. Not 2 minutes went by when this lady came up to me and she said to me, the Lord tells me that not only will you get back what you lost, but you'll get back double what you lost. And that was such encouragement to me. That was such encouragement to me. I wanted to bring this message because we are not here to say to you, you know what, you're supposed to be giving your money to us here. You're supposed to give money to us. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that in one little bit. What I'm actually saying is, You shouldn't do that. You should pray first of all. You should pray. I'm going to break into this and bring you some worship, and then I'm going to come back. I just want to bring this worship a second. You listen to this.
I will love you
Right, I'm back with you. Actually, I did want you to worship in the middle of that hour one nugget. But let me just say this. I had knocked over a glass of Ribena and it had gone all over the equipment and it was a bit of a panic. I thought it was all going to blow up. What I was saying to you, though, is so, so very true, beloved. This verse is vital. And I think it's more vital because we've got to look at it the way it is supposed to be. In other words, what Jesus is saying is, it's not wrong to give. What Peter was warning us about in 2 Peter, the second chapter in verse 4, what he was warning us about, actually verse 3, were those people that were false prophets that were trying to get your money out of you under false pretenses. Now they can't do that because we have the Spirit of God in us and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen. And so therefore, when you're going to give your money, you're going to give your money where God Almighty tells you to give it or asks you to give it. You see, sometimes we are not aware whether where we're going to sow the money is going to be used for God's furtherance of his kingdom. We have no idea because we don't know what people do with it. You see, just as if you give your money to help the aged, or if you give your money to save the children fund or whatever, those sort of things, we don't know how much of your gift of, let's say you give £100, we have no idea how much your gift of £100 goes to pay for the administration, goes to pay for wages, goes to pay for this, goes to pay for that, goes to pay for the other, and the kids end up with a fiver. We have no idea. We have got no way of knowing that. And that is why it's important that we consult Almighty God before we give money away. Now, I believe in tithing, and I believe that you should tithe to your local church. I believe you should tithe to where you are being fed. That is what the criteria is, I believe, that you should tithe your money, 10% or whatever you want to give, and that should be tithed to where you are being fed. So if you go to a local church and you're being fed by that church, that is where you should be tithing your money. But I'm not talking necessarily about tithing today. What I'm talking about giving. Jesus is very clear here, and I know why the Lord is telling us to do this. Simply because, you see, Christian ministry right across this world cannot exist unless it has money coming in. Now, if we take our particular ministry here, if we weren't to get any donations or get any income of any description, we would not be able to keep on going. It would be impossible. Because you see, we have electricity to pay. We have equipment to pay for. We have this to pay for. We have that to pay for. Not let alone wages. But Martin and I don't take any salary at all in this ministry. We work very hard for this ministry, but we don't take any salary. And the reason we don't take the salary is because we don't have the income to be able to do that. So therefore, we have to do other things to attract salary. It's as simple as that. That's because we are only a small ministry. We're not very big at all. But as God increases our ministry, as God increases what we are doing, as we start to get involved in television, I am certain the donations will start to come in. But I would always, always urge anyone who gives any money to this ministry to seek Almighty God first. Oftentimes I've had people ring me and say, "We'd like to give you a donation." And always my question to them is, "Are you sure this is what God wants you to do?" It's really important to me. It is vital to me. Now, you may well say, "David, that's amazing. That is pretty incredible." No, it's not. Shall I tell you why I do that? Because I do not want money coming into this ministry that has not been ordained by Almighty God. I do not want money to come into this ministry that God has not already sanctified and has sanctioned. It is as simple as that. And that is why, beloved, we never ask you for any money. We have a store on our website. And there are very good products in that store. Two books that I have written, a CD that I have produced, a couple of DVDs that I have produced. All of the things that are in our store, all of the products in our store have been produced by this ministry and are there to further God's kingdom. That's why they're there. And they're there also to bless you. So rather than give your money, we've often said to you, look, just go to the store and purchase the new book. Father, speak to me, I'm listening. Or go to the new store and purchase my last book. Or go and purchase the DVDs that we've got there. Whatever. And that is a way that you can further the kingdom of this particular ministry. And if you want to give to this ministry, then please do, but that I would urge you that you pray to Almighty God. We had a donation the other day of £500. I'm not going to say who sent it, but I'm just going to say this. This gentleman said that he felt it was God's will, it was on his heart that he had to give this money. And when I told him the reason we needed some money at the moment, he said, hallelujah and praise God, that's why. Because we want to develop an app so that you can download that app from the website. You can stick it on your smartphone or on your iPhone or whatever it is, or your iPad, and you'll be able to just push that and listen to Worship Radio 247 straight away before going to the website. So we are developing an app at the moment, and we needed that money. But beloved, look at what Jesus says here. It's so clear what he says. He says, give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Let's talk about the woman with the widow's mite for a second. She gave that money, that mite that she had. That was all the money she had. She didn't have any other money. That was it. She was cleaned out. She had nothing after that, and she gave it. Can you imagine what Jesus did then? Can you imagine what Almighty God did for that woman when she gave everything she had? Beloved, it is between you and Almighty God where your money goes and what you do with it. All I am saying to you is, please pray and say, Lord God, I've got this amount of money and I want to give it. Where do you want me to give it? And allow the Lord to tell you. It's as simple as that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I give you all the glory and the power and the might that is due your holy name. And Father God, I thank you for every penny piece that pours into this ministry. And I give you glory for that money. Lord God, impress on our hearts, Lord. Impress now on our hearts where you want us to give so that we may bless others. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.